Hey man, most men go through life scratching their heads, wondering why the woman they loved yesterday can look at them like a stranger today. They torture themselves with questions. Didn't she mean it when she said forever? Didn't she love me when she cried in my arms? Didn't she promise she'd never leave? And the truth is, she did mean it in that moment. But her world is not built on permanence, it's built on feelings. And when her feelings shift, her reality shifts. That's why men get blindsided. Because men live in the world of logic and facts, while women live in a world of emotion and fantasy. They don't see things as they are, they see things as they feel they are, and that difference changes everything. Here's what you must grasp. Women live in a world that doesn't exist, because their emotions create a reality that isn't grounded in fact. When she feels loved, you are her forever. When she feels neglected, you are her enemy. When she feels beautiful, she sees you as her king. When she feels unattractive, she accuses you of ignoring her, even if you just complimented her yesterday. To her, those emotions aren't fleeting, they are truth. That's why arguing with her rarely works. You can show her the receipts, the facts, the proof, but it won't matter, because her truth isn't written in facts, it's written in feelings. And trying to debate feelings with logic is like yelling numbers at a thunderstorm. This is why so many men walk away from relationships feeling like they went insane. One moment, she's planning your future together, telling you she's never been happier. The next, she's cold, distant, and accusing you of not caring. You try to connect the dots, but the dots keep changing shape. You try to hold on to her words, but her words melt the moment her feelings shift. And before long, you're not only confused, you're doubting yourself. You start thinking, maybe I am the problem. Maybe I did neglect her. Maybe I am unlovable. But the truth is, brother, you're not broken. You're just trying to make sense of nonsense. You're trying to anchor yourself in a world that doesn't exist. Women fall in love with the story they create in their heads, not with the man standing in front of them. In the beginning, you're perfect. Not because you are, but because she projects her fantasy onto you. She imagines the life you'll give her, the emotions you'll sustain, the fairy tale you'll play out together. And when reality eventually arrives, when she sees your flaws, when she experiences boredom, when she realizes you're human, the fantasy collapses, and she blames you, not her imagination. She thinks you changed, when in reality, you were always the same man. The only thing that changed was her emotional narrative, and because her world is built on that narrative, when it cracks, she leaves. This is why women say things that make no logical sense. I want a man who leads, but lets me lead. I want a provider, but money doesn't matter. I want a strong man who shows vulnerability. These contradictions aren't lies, they're emotionally valid in the moment, because she's not chasing logical consistency, she's chasing emotional highs, and the moment those highs fade, her story changes. That's why she can swear she loves you one day, and walk away the next without blinking, because in her world, the truth shifted, and if you don't understand this, you'll spend your life chasing stability in a place where stability doesn't exist. Think about why men are so often blindsided when a woman cheats, ghosts, or suddenly ends things. To the man, everything seemed fine. He was working hard, providing, showing love in the way men understand it through action and consistency. But to her, the story had shifted. She felt neglected, even if he had given her attention the day before. She felt unloved, even if his actions proved otherwise. And because her feelings became truth, she justified betrayal. She convinced herself she wasn't cheating. She was simply following her heart. That's the danger of living in her world. You think she's measuring reality the way you are, when in fact she's rewriting it moment by moment, based on emotion. Social media has made this even worse. Women are bombarded every day with images of perfect men, perfect couples, and perfect lives. And when she compares her reality to those illusions, she feels like she's missing out. You may be loyal, hardworking, and consistent, but when her feed is filled with men flexing lifestyles, posting romantic gestures, or selling fantasies, her reality feels insufficient. And because she lives in the world of feelings, she starts believing that illusion is possible, even real. So instead of appreciating the man she has, she resents him for not living up to the fantasy that doesn't exist. You're fighting against an enemy you can't see, her imagination fueled by digital illusions. This is why arguing with her is pointless. You can sit her down, show her the facts, remind her of your sacrifices, lay out the evidence of your loyalty. But in her world, feelings override evidence. If she feels neglected, the facts don't matter. If she feels unsafe, your consistency doesn't matter. If she feels unloved, your daily actions mean nothing, And this is where men lose themselves, because they think if they just explain hard enough, if they just present enough logic, she'll finally get it. But she won't, because logic doesn't rule her world, emotion does. And trying to argue with emotion, using logic, is like trying to stop a storm by shouting at the rain. This emotional fantasy is why women are drawn to drama, chaos, and uncertainty. Stability feels boring to them, because it doesn't spark emotional highs. That's why so many women leave stable, loyal men for chaotic ones, who give them highs and lows. It's not that they want pain, it's that pain makes them feel. And for women, feeling equals reality. So when a man is calm, consistent, and reliable, she starts to think something's missing, even though that's the very thing that builds a real relationship. But because her world is based on emotion, not truth, she chases sparks instead of stability, butterflies instead of loyalty, and then she wonders why she can't find lasting love. The scariest part is that she doesn't even know she's doing this. She's not lying to you. She's not trying to manipulate you on purpose. She genuinely believes her feelings are truth. That's why she can look you in the eye, swear she'll never leave, and then disappear weeks later without guilt. Because in her mind, she wasn't lying. Her feelings changed, and therefore the truth changed. And this is why so many men feel like they were living in a dream that turned into a nightmare, because they were. They weren't in reality, they were in her reality. A world that shifts with her emotions. A world that doesn't exist outside her head. One of the most dangerous traps men fall into is thinking they can fix this. They see a woman drifting into her fantasy world, comparing reality to illusions, rewriting truth based on feelings, and they think, if I just love her harder, if I just prove myself more, if I just explain it better, she'll see. But she won't, because she's not operating on proof, she's operating on perception. You can give her the world today, and tomorrow, she'll tell you she feels neglected, because her emotion shifted. You can explain until your throat is dry, and she'll still believe what she feels in the moment. And if you try to fix her world, you'll only lose yours, because her fantasy will always shift faster than you can build. This is why men walk away from relationships exhausted. They gave everything, time, money, love, patience, and still, she said it wasn't enough. Not because he didn't give, but because her world constantly moved the goalposts. She wanted romance, he gave it. Then she said she wanted stability. He gave stability. Then she said she missed the spark. He brought the spark. Then she accused him of being inconsistent. Do you see the trap? No matter what you give, her emotional world will find something missing. And that endless chase destroys men. Because they keep thinking, the problem is their effort, when the truth is the problem is her fantasy. This explains why women contradict themselves without even realizing it. She'll say she wants a man who's sensitive, but lose respect when he shows too much emotion. She'll say she wants a man who provides but complain he works too much. She'll say she wants a leader, but resist when he takes control. To a man, this looks like hypocrisy, but to her, it's just emotion. When she feels one way, that's her truth. When she feels another, that's also her truth. And she doesn't see the contradiction, because her reality isn't built on consistency, it's built on feelings. And if you as a man try to force consistency where none exists, you'll drive yourself insane. Men lose their sanity when they forget this principle. A woman's feelings are not lies, but they are not truth either. They are simply emotions she treats as truth in the moment. That's why she can swear she loves you forever today, and tomorrow she's cold, distant, and detached. It doesn't mean she was lying. It means her feelings shifted, and if you build your sense of worth on those feelings, you'll rise and fall with every wave. That's why so many men lose themselves. One day they feel like kings because she's adoring them. The next they feel worthless because she's withdrawn. Their identity becomes tied to her emotions, and that is the fastest path to destruction. This is why your survival depends on building your world before you let her in. A man without his own reality will be swallowed whole by hers. If you don't have a mission, if you don't have standards, if you don't have discipline, you'll be pulled into her shifting fantasies and you'll drown. But if you build your world on truth, on purpose, on clarity, you'll stay grounded no matter what she feels. You'll stop chasing her illusions, and you'll start demanding that she meet you in reality. And the rare woman who can do that will respect you. The rest will drift away. And that's not loss, brother. That's protection. Because a man who lives in reality cannot afford to let fantasy dictate his life. The first step to protecting yourself is simple, but not easy. Stop believing her words over her actions. In her emotional world, words flow effortlessly. She can promise forever, swear loyalty, cry about how much she loves you, But those words live in the moment, not in permanence. If you mistake them for eternal truth, you'll be crushed when her actions shift. The only reality you can trust is what she does consistently. If her actions align with loyalty, respect, and peace, then you know she's anchored in your world. But if her actions contradict her words, don't argue, don't beg, don't chase. Accept it, because actions are reality, and words are just reflections of emotions that change like the wind. Another way you protect yourself is by enforcing boundaries. Women test men, not out of malice, but out of instinct. They push to see if you'll bend, if you'll crumble, if you'll lose yourself trying to keep them happy. The men who fold, who allow disrespect, who ignore red flags, who tolerate contradictions, become slaves to her emotional world. But the man who sets clear boundaries, who calmly says, "This is what I accept, this is what I don't," that man creates stability. She may rage against it, she may push harder, but deep down she respects it, because in her chaotic world, boundaries are the only thing that make her feel safe. And the man who enforces them proves he lives in reality, not fantasy. The strongest men understand that detachment is their greatest shield. Detachment doesn't mean you don't care. It means you don't collapse. It means you can love deeply, but you don't let her shifting emotions dictate your worth. It means when she pulls away, you don't chase, you observe. It means when she tests you, you don't react, you stay calm. Detachment keeps you rooted in truth while she drifts through her illusions. And paradoxically, this is what draws her closer, because women crave the man they cannot shake. They crave the man who doesn't get lost in their storms. Detachment is not coldness, it's control. And control is what keeps you free. The reason so many men get destroyed is because they confuse empathy with submission. They think understanding her emotions means absorbing them, taking responsibility for them, and living inside them. But empathy is not drowning with her, it's letting her feel while you remain steady. It's saying, "I see you, I hear you, but I don't lose myself because of it." The man who can stand firm while still offering presence is the rarest of men. And that's the man who thrives in a world where women live in illusions, because he never sacrifices his clarity for her chaos. He doesn't try to fix her storms, he simply weathers them with calm strength. You must also understand that not every woman can follow you into reality. Some are too addicted to their fantasies, too consumed by their illusions, too drunk on the dopamine of constant emotional highs. And when you meet a woman like this, no amount of logic, patience or love will anchor her. She will drift from man to man, chasing sparks and blaming each one when the fire fades. And if you try to save her, you'll drown with her. That's why the strongest move you can make sometimes is to let her go. Not out of bitterness, but out of clarity. Because you weren't built to live in her illusions, you were built to build reality. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner you free yourself. The truth is that women don't even realize the destruction their illusions create. She thinks she's chasing love when she's really chasing feelings. She thinks she's seeking truth when she's really running from it. She believes she's living authentically when she's actually escaping discomfort. And the man who tries to reason with her gets caught in her projection. She will blame him for her dissatisfaction, accuse him of failing her, and rewrite history to protect her emotional story. And unless you've anchored yourself in reality, you'll believe her. You'll think you failed, when all along you were fighting an enemy that didn't exist, a world she built in her mind, a fantasy you could never sustain. When you stop chasing her world and start building your own, everything changes. Suddenly you're no longer shaken by her moods. You no longer fear her leaving. You no longer beg for her validation, because you know her emotional storms don't alter your truth. You have your mission, your standards, your discipline, and that's when you finally understand what real power is. Not controlling her, not fixing her, not bending to her, but leading yourself so strongly that no illusion can pull you off center. Women test men to see if they'll break, but the man who cannot be broken becomes unforgettable. Because he's the rare man who lives in reality while she drifts in dreams. You must understand that women will always be drawn back to the man who stayed grounded. She may chase illusions for years, seeking sparks, chasing thrills, running after feelings that never last, but eventually reality comes for her. The fantasy collapses. The men who played along with her illusions fail her. And when the smoke clears, she remembers the man who stood solid, the one who didn't bend, the one who didn't lose himself trying to understand her shifting world. That man becomes her reference point, and even if she never comes back, she'll never forget him, because he showed her what was real, in a life full of lies. This is why you must live as if you are the reality she needs. You build your world on truth, on discipline, on standards that don't shift with moods. You create a life that is fulfilling, with or without her. And when she enters that world, you don't let her illusions rearrange it. You let her stay, if she respects it, and you let her leave if she doesn't. That's how you win. Not by trying to pull her into reality with words, but by embodying it so strongly that she either aligns with it or exits. And either way, you remain untouched, because your world is not dependent on hers, it's complete without it. So hear me clearly, women live in a world that doesn't exist. A world built on emotions, illusions, and fantasies that shift like the wind. If you chase that world, you'll lose yourself. If you try to understand it, you'll go insane. But if you stay grounded, if you build your reality on truth, if you remain calm while her storms rage, you become untouchable. And one day, when her illusions finally betray her, she'll look for the man who never flinched. And by then, you'll be so deeply rooted in your mission, so secure in your frame, that you won't need her to see it. You'll already be living it. That, brother, is the power of reality, and that's why you must never forget, her world may not exist, but yours is the one that lasts.